Christians, not non-Christians, but people who are truly saved by faith in Christ, never have any relationship with God. They never have a personal, intimate relationship with a personal, intimate God. Because they're bogged down here, or even with the Spirit. They never get to here. And this is why the two standings of Christ and His Spirit. What a phenomenal thing that God has sent us. And what did Christ say? We're going to see this in John 14. He's greater than I am. I came to bring man to Him. This is why Jesus Christ came. And that brings us to point 7. In our principle or doctrine of witnessing and looking at some things in regard to witnessing. Let's title this one, Being Transformed into the Image of Christ. Sounds good, doesn't it? Or I want to be like Christ. Paul says in Galatians, Christ formed in you. Takes a long time. It says in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians chapter 3, being transformed into Christ. You have a form, being transformed, a very important word, into the image of Christ. Many Christians claim they want this. They desire this. But think what that means. I want to be transformed into the image of Christ. I want Christ formed in me. Think about what this means. It means that you're going to have to love as Christ loved. And how does Christ love? There are two ways of answering that question. I just thought of that, and we'll have to look at both of them. One, He could have loved by His deity. Had He loved by His deity, we're talking about how did Jesus Christ love. We've got to love as Christ loved. So how did Christ love? He could have loved by His deity because He is God. Had He loved by His deity, we could never have done that because we are not God. He could have loved by His perfect humanity. If He had loved by His perfect humanity, we could not have done that because none are perfect. But what He did, He chose to love by the power of